You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. From U.S. politics, we're going across the pond. That's the chimes of Big Ben at the U.K.'s House of Parliament. And it's almost time, yes, see what I did there? For Britain to go to the polls again. Thursday's election is set against the backdrop of last year's Brexit vote. Remember, that yes vote led to Prime Minister David Cameron stepping down, and now his successor, Theresa May, is hoping to shore up her position. For more on how all of this is playing out, we are joined by Philip Hampshire. He's a business and economics reporter with our partners at the BBC. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Lizzie.
For our American listeners, let's back up a little bit. Why is the UK holding an election now? It sort of seems like everything has its origins in the Brexit vote.
It does a little bit. Part of the reason why the Conservatives wanted to hold an election early was because they were way, way, way up in the polls, like 15, 16% up in the polls. And Theresa May, the current Prime Minister of the UK, who's the head of the Conservative Party, looked like she was going to romp home. Meanwhile, the leader of the Labour Party, he's a little bit unusual. He's the kind of politician that everybody generally says that they want. He's not that polished. He's not big on his spin. He wears Jack Brown jackets with leather elbow pads, the kind of man you might imagine smoking a pipe, that kind of thing. And yet he seems to have been quite canny here, because Theresa May, over the course of the last few weeks of this election, has tumbled in the polls.
Theresa May, of course, was also sort of trying to shore up the momentum behind Brexit and support for Brexit. Where do things stand in the process of Britain trying to leave the European Union right now?
Britain at the moment is, with regards to the European Union, a little bit like a cat in the night. It's scratched on the back door, and the cat's owner has opened the back door, and the cat is now staring outside in the dark and deciding if it really wants to go out.
You're going to make me laugh, Philip.
You can imagine the situation. It wants to go out. It doesn't want to go out. It wants to come in. It wants to go back out again. And that's exactly what's going on. As we seem to be moving a little bit further down the track, it is quite clear that nobody really knows quite how these negotiations are going to play out. The relationship between the UK and its traditional trading partners of the last 50 years or so, France, Germany, they've become a little bit more strained. We actually had Angela Merkel at the G7 meeting that happened last weekend accuse the UK of being Donald Trump's stooge in Europe. This is pretty undiplomatic language amongst people who were friends up until a couple of years ago.
When I was in the UK just after the Brexit vote, I talked to a lot of people who were concerned about what would happen to trading relationships or their ability to move between one country in Europe or another. What are voters most focused on in this election?
It is incredibly difficult to say what voters are most focused on in this election. Yes, the Brexit situation is incredibly important. But if you like, it's already decided. Most of this election was being fought on who do you want to have sitting at the negotiating table with the European Union. And if you like, part of the reason why Theresa May has been tumbling in the polls is people have been thinking, well, actually, maybe she's not the best person to be sitting at the table. And then they look at the alternative as being Jeremy Corbyn and they think, well, I'm not entirely sure I want him there either. And then they look at the third party and they think, well, they're far too small to really count, and so on and so forth as they go down through the list.
That period of uncertainty around negotiations, or this sort of cat maybe leaving the back door, as you've described it, what does that do to markets, to people who like business stability, and to the strength of the pound?
The pound has been going down over the course of most of the last 9 months or so, and it slips every time that the Conservative Party slips further in the polls. Less because the financial markets don't like the Labour Party, though that may indeed be part of it, more because it's quite likely we will end up with what's called a hung parliament, where no party has overall control. And unlike the United States, where there are two parties, here in the UK we have at least seven major parties. So things get a little bit complicated when you start trying to make coalitions that form a cohesive government. That's what's worrying the markets a little bit more. But the fact is, again, it's hard for anyone to make a decision in a position of absolutely zero knowledge on what the end negotiations are going to bring.
Philip Hampshire, a business and economics reporter with our partners at the BBC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.